弟兄姐妹们平安。我们感谢。
Peace, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord.
在召聚我们一起聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord for calling us before Him.
那刚才唱的诗歌，神一直到现在还在呼召得胜者。
And through the hymn we just sang, that the Lord is still calling out to overcomers.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在像诗歌所唱的是日西时辰。
Just like the song sings, now is the setting of sun.
意思就是说主来的日子近了。
Meaning the time for the Lord's coming is soon.
愿我们实在更多来认识主的心意。
May we truly know more of God's heart.
我们也更多把自己摆上。
That we can place ourselves into the Lord's hand.
早晨也请弟兄姐妹们为我祷告。
And do pray for me this morning.
我觉得真的是自己何等的有限。
I truly feel that I'm so limited.
我们讲到要讲谈到主的心意，讲到主的见证。
As we want,
好像我自己非常够不上。
As we share about the Lord's heart and His desire and His testimony, I don't feel that we are worthy.
但真是感谢主，因为他一点都没有降低他的标准。
But we truly thank the Lord that He did not lower His standards.
求主给我们够用的恩典，让我们能够来够得上他的要求。
And may the Lord grant us His grace so that we can reach His standard.
好，那我们来读几处的圣经。
May we read a few scriptures?
诗篇一百二十二篇。
Psalm 122,
第一节第四节
verse 1 and 4.
诗篇122篇第一节
Psalm 122, verse 1.
请我们一起来读。
We'll read together.
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜第四节
verse 4,
众支派就是耶和华的支派上那里去按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名那个常例下面有个小字或作以色列的证据
and there is a footnote under ordinance it can also be translated the testimony of Israel
那这个证据在原文里面就是见证
And it also, it just means testimony
就是按着以色列人他们 的见证他们来到圣殿那里来称赞耶和华的名
It is either a testimony of Israel or a testimony to Israel By that ordinance they come before the Lord
感谢主在两个礼拜以前给我们一个非常丰富的夏令会。
We thank the Lord that 2 weeks ago He has given us such an abundant provision in the conference.
让我们可以一同到耶和华的殿去来朝见他。
All together we went to the temple of the Lord to worship Him.
在这里主那里主对我们说话。
And there He spoke to us.
感谢主借着孙弟兄来跟我们交通到中心。
We thank the Lord through Brother Godwin's son.The Lord shared with us about faithfulness.
我们的弟兄第一天交通到对中心的要求和呼召。
And the first day he shared about the requirements and the calling to be faithful.
第二天交通到在山下的中心。
And the second day he shared about the faithfulness at the foothills.
第三天交通到在乱世中的中心。
And the third day shared about the faithfulness in the chaotic world.
感谢主在幕后的时代
主
所要看的。主所要得着的就是一批忠心的。
We thank the Lord that during the last days, He wants to see and gain these faithful servants.
主要我们来对他的名忠心。
That we need to be faithful to His name.
对他的自己忠心。
To be faithful to Himself.
对他永远的旨意来忠心。
And to be faithful to His eternal purpose.
那Dana弟兄交通到主的见证。
And Brother Dana shared about God's testimony.
让大家如果还记得，他第一天交通到见证的恢复。
If you will remember, on the first day, he shared about the recovery of the testimony.
第二天交通到耶稣的见证。
And the second day talks about the testimony of Jesus.
第三天交通到金灯台的见证。
And the third day talk about the testimony of the golden lampstand.
真是非常丰富的信息。
And truly, these are very abundant, very full messages.
所以，如果您没有参加或者是没有听全的话，真是鼓励弟兄姐妹能够把这个信息在网上可以下载或者是拿 CD 来听。
If you do not have a chance to attend or to listen to all the messages, you can download and listen to the messages online.
我们感谢主，也有一位年轻的弟兄，他把 信息用英文把它摘要下来。
We also thank the Lord that a young brother has written down all the transcript of the messages.
这都我们可以来读。
That it's also uploaded online that we can all read together.
愿主继续他的工作在我们的当中。
May the Lord continue His works among us.
我们今天早上主给我的负担就是继续这样的题目。
This morning, the Lord's burden for me is to continue this topic.
就从到忠心的见证。
To talk about a faithful testimony.
这是主对我们所有人的呼召。
And which is the calling from the Lord for all of us.
对个人来说，愿我们每一个人做主忠心的见证人。
To individuals, may we be a testimony to the Lord to be faithful.
团体来说，愿我们这个聚会能够来成为主忠心的见证。
As a corporate body, may our assembly be a faithful testimony to the Lord.
我们知道历世历代以来，主在地上要得着的就是一个见证。
We know through our generations, the Lord wants to gain His testimony.
这个见证能够见证主的自己。
And He will testify to Himself.
见证他的美丽，见证他的丰富，见证他的荣耀。
To testify to His beauty, His abundance, and His glory.
能够在地上来见证在天上的主。
The things here on earth can testify to a God in heaven.
就像主教导我们的祷告一样，在地上，我们若成为主的见证，可以让主的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That's how Lord Jesus taught us how to pray. As we become the heaven's testimony, and that whatever His will in heaven will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神虽然是伟大全能的神。
Even though the Lord is a mighty God,
但是感谢神，他却拣选卑微的人来见证他的自己。
But we praise the Lord that He has chosen humble people like us to testify to Himself.
让我们可以来得着他，让我们可以来经历他，让我们也可以来彰显他。
That we can gain Him and experience Him and manifest Himself.
那人如何能够成为神的见证呢？
So how can we be God's testimony?
最重要的特质就是要能够忠心。
The most importantly that we need to be faithful.
忠心才能够来背负主的见证
so that we can carry and bear His testimony.
我们还要读三处的圣经
and we'll read three more scriptures.
启示录三章十四节
Revelation 3:14.
启示录三章十四节
Revelation chapter 3:14.
好，早早我们一起来读。
And we'll read it together.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说那位阿们为诚信真实见证的在神创造万物以上为元首的说好就这样谢谢这里我们知道这是神给这个最后一个教会第七个教会的话
We know these are the words that the Lord had for the last church the seventh church
那主讲到他的自己说那个为阿们为诚信真实见证的
and he talks about himself that he is the amen the faithful and the true witness
阿们就是真实的
to be amen is that he is true
然后这里讲到主讲他自己说那为诚信那个为见证的
the faithful and true witness
这就是讲到这个忠心的见证
and he talks about a faithful witness
主耶稣就是那位忠心的见证。
That he is the faithful testimony.
我们再看启示录二章十三节。
And we see again in Revelation chapter 2:13.
这讲到写给别加摩的教会。
And this is the letter to Church of Pergamon.
十三节，请我们一起来读。
Verse 13, we'll read together.
我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦作为居
住。
当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你的中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。在这边讲到主一个忠心的见证人。
Here it mentioned a faithful testimony, a faithful witness that is Antipas.
那这个安提帕就是。这个在别加摩教会主放下一个忠心的见证人
The Lord has placed in the church of Pergamon a faithful testimony Antipas
我们看到这个用的这个字就是跟刚才我们念到讲主的字是一样的
And it's the same word that the Lord used for Antipas and also for himself.
主讲到他自己在别加摩在那个解老底加教会讲到说他是那位诚信真实见证的。
When the Lord mentioned to the letter of Laodicea, he said he himself is the faithful and true witness.
他就是那位诚实而且是位忠心的见证。
He was true and he was faithful.
讲到安提帕，他讲到他是神忠心的见证。
And when the Lord mentioned Antipas, he says he is the true and faithful. He's my witness and my faithful one.
主永远是我们的榜样。
The Lord is always our example.
他是我们属天道路的先锋。
And he's the pioneer of this heavenly path that we walk.
圣经上讲到说他如何，我们也如何。
And as he is, we shall also be.
所以主要我们来跟随他，来成为那个忠心的见证人。
The Lord wants us to follow him to be a faithful testimony.
我不晓得大家读到这些话哈，就是讲到主如何，我们也如何，我们的感觉是怎么样
？I don't know how you feel as you read about, as the Lord is, we shall also be.
主他为我们钉十字架。
The Lord crucified for us.
主说你们也要背起自己的十字架来跟从。
And he also said we need to bear our own cross and follow him.
主说，我为你们舍命。
The Lord says he has given him his life for us.
主的话告诉我们要为弟兄舍命。
And his words also told us that we need to lay down our lives for our brothers.
主说我爱你们。
The Lord says I love you.
主也说你们要彼此相爱。
Then he also tells us that we need to love one another.
哦，我每次读到这样的话，我觉得里面非常受感动。
And every time I read scriptures like this, my heart is always moved.
因为他如何，我们也如何。
Because however he is,We should also be.
Oh, 你有没有觉得这是主非常非常对我们一个荣耀、一个尊贵的一个呼召
？And I feel that's very glorious and honorable calling that He has for us.
他是那位最美丽、全然美丽，而且是他就是神。
That He is the beautiful one, and He is God Himself.
他却来呼召我们。
Yet He calls to us.
他要我们怎么样呢？我们来像他。
And He calls us to be like Him.
哦、oh, ，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神造人的时候，就是用他造他自己的形象，按着他的样式来造的。
When God created man, He created man according to His own image.
按着他的形象，照着他的样式。
According to His His own likeness.
OK, 这个形象说到外面的。
That the image talks about the outside.
样式说到里面的。
And、the likeness talks about the inside.
意思就是说，神造我们的时候，要我们里面外面都像他。
So, the Lord.Created us so that our outside and inside can be like him.
但是可惜人却失败了。
But man failed.
但是神却他不放弃。
But the Lord, but Lord never gave up.
人一失败，神就开始他恢复的工作。
As soon as man failed, Lord started his recovery work.
他要把我们恢复到什么样的情形呢
？How will he recover us?
神对人的心意，我们如果说是100分的话。
And if the Lord grades his, if there are 100 points to his will, purpose towards us,
那我们被造的时候是零分哈。
And after we're created, we failed, we have 0 point.
那亚当犯罪以后就变成负100分。
After Adam failed, it became negative 100.
那神是不是就放弃了呢
？And did God give up?
神从来不放弃。
And he never gave up.
哦，感谢主，他就开始做恢复的工作。
We thank the Lord that he started his recovery work.
他把我们恢复到哪里呢
？Until to what extent?
零分吗？
那 is it to
已经多了一百分哈
？Is it to 0 point?
不是嘛，对不对？神不满足我们只是不犯罪的情形。
He's never satisfied that we only stay in the condition that we do not sin.
60分吗
？Is it 60%?
神也不满足于60分，对不对
？He's not satisfied by that.
以前啊，我孩子他在念中学的时候
，When my children were in high school，
他每次要期末考的时候一定要算一算。
Every final exam will do calculations。
他要算哦，他期末考能够考几分呢？才能够总平均是89.5分。
He has to calculate that how many points he has to get from the final exam so that his annual average can be 89.5.
因为89.5分就是 A 呀、啊。
Because that's an A.
他觉得多考一分就吃亏了。
As if he gets one more point, then he worked too hard.
多考一分哈，多花一分钟来念书哈，就吃亏了。
If he paid a little more effort to get one more point, then it's too much.
89.5分正正好。
that 89.5% is enough.
甚至哦，他们考89.5分的人还会笑那个考99分的人。
And the people that got 89.5% will laugh at people that got 99%.
他说：“你看我这样子，我读了两个钟头，我就是 A 哈。那你要读十个钟头，你才拿 A。”
And they will laugh to say, I got an A with only 2 hours of study, and you studied for 10 hours and got the same A.
但主对我们的心意是什么呢？
But what's the Lord's heart for us?
我们若99分主满足嘛?
Would the Lord be satisfied even if we get 99%?
主仍然不满足。
He will not be satisfied.
哦，主的心意是要我们每一个人都是100分。
And He wants every one of us to be 100.
但是他也不能够白白每个人送我们100分，对不对?
But He does not give this 100 freely.
对不对？如果主白白的给我们100分，他就不是公义的神。
If He gives everyone 100 freely, then He's not the righteous God.
但是因着主的爱。
Because of His love,
他来呼召我们。
He calls us.
他一点都没有降低他的标准。
He never lowered His standard.
他要我们成为他荣耀的见证。
He wants us to be His glorious testimony.
他如何，我们也如何。
However He is, we should also be.
所以啊，大家以后想到说，哦，如果要背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
So when you think about, we need to deny ourselves and carry our cross and follow Him.
对，要舍己，背起十字架来跟从主。
To deny ourselves and carry His cross.
不要觉得很苦啊。
And do not think it's too hard.
哦，这是非常荣耀的。
It's very glorious.
主说，我所喝的杯，你们也要喝。
The Lord says, the cup I drink, you should also drink.
哦，这是何等荣耀的呼召。
How glorious is that calling?
主要我们来跟随他。
He wants us to follow Him.
主要我们跟他一模一样。
He wants us to be just like Him.
主要我们来在地上能够恢复他的见证。
He wants us to recover His testimony here on earth.
愿我们真的在末后的时代里面都能够成为主忠心的见证人。
May we truly become His faithful testimonies.
我们最后再来读一段圣经，是在启示录17:14。
We'll read one more scripture in Revelation chapter 17:14. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14.
好，我们一起来读。
We'll read together.
他们与羔羊征战，
These will wage war against the lamb, and the lamb will overcome them, because he's the Lord of lords, the King of kings. And those who are with him are the called, chosen, and faithful. 有忠心的
也必得胜。感谢主，羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。
So、the Lamb is Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
所以当这个仇敌，那魔鬼撒旦来跟羔羊征战的时候，羔羊必胜过他们。
When Satan wages war against the Lamb will overcome them.
那下面讲到同着羔羊的还有一批人。
And with the Lamb there are a group of people.
就是蒙召被选有忠心的。
Those are the called, chosen and faithful.
他们也必得胜。
And they will overcome also.
那这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
愿我们早晨都来成为这蒙召被选有忠心的。
May all of us this morning can be those who are called, chosen and faithful.
我们可以与他一同受苦，将来与他一同作王。
That we can share in his suffering so that we can share in his kingdom.
请我们在一起有点祷告。
That we'll pray together.
主，我们感谢你早上聚集我们在你的面前。
We thank you this morning for gathering us together before you.
哦，在你的同在的里面，哦，主，我们觉得自己何等被你来高抬。
In your presence, we felt we're so elevated by you.
哦，主，因为对我们每个人有一个荣耀的心意。
Because you have a glorious purpose for each one of us.
你要我们与你一样。
You want us to be like you.
哦，在凡事上，你与我们相同，为要来拯救我们，为要把我们带到哦神的永远的心意的里面。
In all things, you became like us so that you can save us and bring us into God's purpose.
我们就把自己让在你的手中。
We want to commit and surrender ourselves into
your hands. 哦，愿早晨你来对我们说话。
May you speak to us this morning.
哦，对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
好叫我们愿意把自己来让在你的手中。
That we'll be willing to give ourselves to you.
好叫我们愿意成为你忠心的见证人。
That we'll be willing to be your faithful faithful testimony.
愿你在这末后的时代得着一批人是同着羔羊的。
May you in this last time, last days, to gain these people to be with the Lamb.
是那批蒙召备选有忠心的。
Those who follow the Lamb are the called, chosen and faithful.
我们把这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
To lift up this following time into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才讲到神他对人的心意就是要人能够成为他的见证。
Earlier we mentioned the Lord's purpose for people are so that we can be his faithful testimony.
所以神一直在地上做成他这个工作。
So he continues to work on the earth.
我们知道以色列人他们在埃及为奴的时候。
We know the Israelites when they were slaves in Egypt.
神说我要从埃及召出我的儿子来。
The Lord says, I will call my children out of Egypt.
那神把以色列人领出埃及有一个目的。
And there was a purpose for the Lord to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个目的记载在出埃及记十九章。
In Exodus chapter 19.
这也是一处很重要的圣经。
It is also a very important scripture.
那或者我们也可以一起来念。
And perhaps we'll read it together.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19,
第四节到第六节
verse 4 to 6.
好，我们一起来读。
We'll read together.
第四节
verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，
且
看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。
Now then,
如今我实在听从
my voice and keep my covenant,
遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，成为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。那这里主说，他如鹰把以色列人背在翅膀上带来归他的自己。
Here the Lord says that he bore the Israelites on the wings of eagles and brought them to himself.
那神的目的呢，就是要让以色列人在万民中做属他的子民。
And so the purpose is so that they can be the Lord's possession among all the people.
要归给神做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
That they can be to the Lord a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
换句话说，就是要以色列人在地上成为神的见证。
And that, in another word, that the Lord wants the Israelites to be His testimony on earth.
我们读圣经哈，我们就发现到圣经里面有很多的那个线。
As we read the scriptures, we know that there are many threads.
那这些呢，就把神的意思能够串通起、串起来。
All these threads, will connect all the God's purpose.
比如说，我们读圣经，我们可以来读神的呼召。
For example, we can read about God's calling.
神召我们。
The Lord called us.
神召亚伯拉罕。
The Lord called Abraham.
召以撒、雅各来跟随他。
Called Isaac and Jacob to follow.
神历世历代都来呼召人来跟随他。
Throughout generations, God calls people to follow Him.
一直到今天，神还在呼召。
Even until today,
人来跟随他。
The Lord calls for those who are faithful to follow Him.
我们如果读圣经，我们还能看到另外一条线，就是见证的线。
If we read the Bible, we can see another thread, which is the one of testimony.
我们如果去查这个见证这个字
，If you look up testimony in the concordance,
这个见证呢，在从旧约到新约呢，可以从四个方面来看。
And there were four aspects about this testimony.
讲到这个有一个见证的版。
First, there is a testimony. There is a tablets of testimony.
讲到见证的柜。
And there is an ark of testimony.
讲到见证的帐幕。
There is a tent of testimony.
讲到见证的人。
And there is a person of testimony.
我们就来看这四方面。
And we'll share on these four aspects.
所以。讲到这个见证的这个版
First we talk about the tablets of testimony
我们就知道这个来源是怎么样的
And we all know where it came from
就是神带以色列人出埃及以后他召摩西到西乃山上把律法传给以色列人
And After the Lord brought Israelites out of Egypt The Lord called Moses to go up to the Mount Sinai And to gave them the law
在出埃及记31章18节这样记载
In Exodus chapter 31 verse 18 it recorded
他说耶和华在西乃山和摩西说完的话就把两块法板交给他是神用指头
写的石板。
It says in verse 18, when he had finished speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written by the finger of God.
所以第一方面就讲到这个见证，就是讲到这个见证的板。
The first aspect is testimony. It talks about the tablets of testimony.
那中文哈翻成法板。
And sometimes the Chinese translates into the tablets of the law.
因为是有律法写在上面。
Because the law and the was written on it.
但是你如果去读圣经的话，你就发现哈，这个法上面呢，这个板上面呢是有打点点点的。
But if you read the Bible in Chinese, and there were underlines under this tablets of law.
其实就讲到见证。
And it talks about a testimony.
神的话，神的律法就是他自己的见证。
The word of the Lord, the law of the Lord is his.
所以我们有时候讲法版哈，这个其实是讲到见证。
所以
更准确的翻译应该就是，神，这就是见证这个字。
So if we read about the commandment, we should know that this is a testimony, and this is the tablets of the testimony.
这个律法呢，就是神将人他对于人的心意把它写出来。
And the commandment is God's will.God's purpose towards man, that he wrote it out for us.
不是说神很多的要求，很多的规定。
It's not that he gave us so many requirements.
好像说我们要来受很多的限制。
So that we have to be limited by them.
律法是在讲到神他自己对人的心意。
But it talks about God's own purpose towards man.
在诗篇十九篇第七节到第十一节里面。
In Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11.
讲到神的律法。
It talks about God's law.
讲到这个见证。
It talks about the testimony.
第七节讲说，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
Verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple."
然后说到耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
And it talks about the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, and the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。他的典章真实，全然公义。
And the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true; they are the righteous together.
都比金金，比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
They are more desirable than gold, yes, much more than fine gold, and sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这个便有大赏。
Moreover, by them your servant is warned; in keeping them there is great reward.
这是不是我们对律法、对神的见证的一个态度呢
？It is how our attitude is towards the law and the commandment of the Lord.
愿我们来认识神的律法。
May we truly come to know the law of the Lord.
他对我们的心意是怎么样
？That is His purpose to us.
他说：“比金子可羡慕，比极多的金金更可羡慕。
”It says there
蜜甘甜，比蜂房下地的蜜更甘甜。
It says there more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter than also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他对我们的心意何等的美好。
How beautiful is His purpose towards us?
他首先让我们来看到神，他对我们的心意，是何等的正直，何等的清洁，何等的美丽。
First, it shows us how perfect and sure and right and pure and beautiful is God's purpose towards us.
那在诗篇里面有一篇诗篇是讲到神的律法讲的最多的。
And then there is one psalm that talks the most about God's law.
或者说我们知道，如果出去看它原文的，就讲到神的见证讲的最多。
If you read the original text, it talks about God's testimony and talks the most about it. Do you know which one it is?
诗篇一一九，对啊。
We know it's the longest Psalm 119.
Yeah, 那边就讲到神他的律法。
And it talks about the law of the Lord.
我们来读几处的圣经。
We'll read a few scriptures.
在诗篇119篇。
In Psalm 119.
他说第二节，遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。
Verse 2 says, How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart.
这个律法这个法度就是神到讲到神的见证。
And this commandment or this testimony can be translated into
第九节，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
And verse 9 says, How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word.
今天感谢主有不少年轻人在这里。
We thank the Lord, many young people are here today.
这节圣经就是对着你说的。
And this is the script, this is a verse for you.
少年人用什么洁净你的行为呢？要遵行神的话。
How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word.
这是一个我们向我们弟兄交通的，在这个幕后的世代里面，是一个非常混乱的一个时代。
Like our brother shared in this end time, the world is very chaotic.
我们要怎么样能够忠心在主面前呢？
How can we be faithful before the Lord?
要遵行神的话。
That we need to keep according to His words.
105节。
Verse 105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Verse 105. Your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path.
我们要能够成为主的见证，需要主天天来指教我们。
To be His testimony daily, we need the Lord to teach us.
用他的话来照亮我们前面的路。
And to light up our path in front of us.
然后九十七节
，Verse 97.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day.
我们知道律法是神把他对人的心意写出来。
We know the law is God's purpose written out for man.
是神与人来立约。
It's the Lord establishes a covenant with man.
那讲到这个约哈，就讲到两造之间有两方面。
And he talks about the covenant. There are two sides of the covenant.
那需要两方面都签字才算数，对不对
？And both sides need to be in binding.
要签字。
That they need to be bound. They need to be signed.
神用什么来签呢
？How does the Lord sign His signature？
神用他的指头来写给我们律法，
it was
这就是他的签名嘛。
It was written out by the finger of God。
那我们用什么来签呢
？How do we sign our part？
我们要用信心来接受。
We need to receive it by faith。
感谢主，他赐给我们信心。
We thank the Lord the faith was given by Him。
所以圣经上讲到说，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And so the Lord, the Bible records salvation is by His grace and also by faith.
所以我们是从信开始的。
And we start from faith.
但信心也是一个过程。
The faith is also a process.
是一生的一个功课。
It is a lesson for our entire life.
所以要让神的旨意来成就在我们当中，我们必须要来让这个信心在一生的里面，让我们来学习这个信心的功课。
For the purpose of the Lord to be accomplished, we need to learn this lesson through faith, through our life.
所以持守这个信心就是忠心。
And to keep this faith is to be faithful.
英文其实是一个字。
In English, it's the same word.
在中文我们有时候觉得这忠心是什么呢？好像忠心跟信心好像是两个字。
Sometimes in Chinese, to be true or to be faithful seems to be two different words.
但是事实上是讲到一件事。
Actually, he talks about the same thing.
忠心就是把那个起初的信心坚持到底，就是忠心。
To be faithful is to hold and keep the faith that was the initial faith until the end.
愿我们不仅从信来入门哈。
So not only we start from faith,
能够因信至于信哈。
But we'll go from faith to faith.
然后在信心的里面，让神的工作做成在我们里面。
In this faith, the Lord's will can be done in us.
这是讲到见证的第一方面。
That's the first aspect of testimony.
就讲到这个见证本身就是神的话。
It talks that this testimony itself is the word of the Lord.
第二方面讲到见证的柜。
And the second aspect talks about the ark of the testimony.
在出埃及记25章里面讲到这个见证的柜。
In Exodus 25, it talks about the ark.
从第十节到第二十二节，这边神非常的仔细的来告诉摩西这个柜要怎么做。
From verse 10 to verse 25, the Lord told Moses in great detail how to build this ark.
我们没有时间来把它整个念一遍。
We don't have time to read the whole part.
所以我就提几点。
I'll mention a few points.
这个柜啊，它的成分呢是它的材料是用皂荚木做的。
This ark was built from acacia wood.
但是呢，它却包上金金。
But it was covered by pure gold.
然后它外面呢有四个金环。
And there were four golden rings.
有那个杠穿在那个环的里面。
That there is a pole through the rings.
然后呢，最重要的就是有那个见证的板放在柜的里面。
And the tablets of testimony was placed inside the ark.
然后呢，在这个柜子上面有一个座子。
On top of the ark, there is a mercy seat.
呀，这个就是它，就是一个盖子，它就是一个施恩座。
There is a cover, that's the mercy seat.
然后在这施恩座上面有两个基路伯。
On top of the mercy seat, there were two cherubim.
我们弟兄在夏令会也跟我们讲的这个很有很丰富的预表。
Our brother also shared about all the representations.
那我们感谢主，这个他愿意把这个见证放在这个柜的里面。
We thank the Lord, He is willing to place His testimony, the tablets of testimony, inside the ark.
那这个柜，是用皂荚木上面包紧紧的。
This ark is made from acacia wood overlaid with pure gold.
就讲到我们这个天然的人，但是却可以有神的生命、神的性情。来覆庇的。
It talks about our natural man being covered by God's characters.
是可以来把神的话放在我们里面的。
That the Lord can place His word within us.
那另外，他讲到他上面有一个施恩座。
That on top of it there is a mercy seat.
这施恩座为什么施恩座在那里有什么功用呢
？What was the purpose and the function of the mercy seat?
因为神说在那里我要与你相会。
The Lord says I will meet you there.
哦，感谢主。
How we thank the Lord.
这个见证的柜可以在这里，我们可以来与主相会。
That before the Ark of Testimony, we can meet Him.
那还不止这样，他也讲到说，这有一个杠要从那个穿过去。
Not only this, there was a pole that went through the four gold rings.
那就讲到见证是要我们用肩膀来背负的。
And it talks about this testimony needs to be borne on our shoulders.
而且呢，他说这个杠要藏在环内，不可抽出。
That this pole will are to remain in the pole, in the rings, and not to be removed.
告诉我们要时时的来背负主的见证。
Constantly, we need to carry and bear the testimony.
第三方面讲到见证的帐幕。
And the third aspect talks about the tabernacle or the tent of testimony.
在民数记九章十五节。
In Numbers, Chapter 9, verse 15.
民数记九章十五节。
Numbers chapter 9, verse 15.
我们来念十五节，到十七节。
We'll read from verse 15 to 17.
立起帐幕的那日，有云彩遮盖帐幕。
The cloud covered the tabernacle. And here in verse 15, it says the tabernacle is the tent of testimony.
Yeah. 那这个柜哈，你看到下面旁边有打点点点。
And again, this the
这中文
柜 the Chinese under the ark is underlined.
Yeah, 就是没有原来原文不在里面。
That which means it was not in the original text.
就是这就是一个见证的帐幕。
This is just the tent of testimony.
那这个帐幕呢，有一个特点。
Now there is a characteristic to this tent.
就是有云彩来遮盖这个帐幕。
That the cloud covered it.
白天呢，有云柱呢，晚上就像火柱一样。
During the day it was like a cloud, a pillar of cloud. In the night it was a pillar of fire.
以色列人几时起行，几时停住，不是按自己的意思，乃是来跟着这个云彩的带领。
And when the Israelites set out, when they camp, it's not according to their own will or their own plan. It is by the leading of the cloud.
所以二十三节讲到说，他们遵行耶和华的吩咐安营，也遵耶和华的吩咐起行，他们守耶和华所吩咐的，都是凭耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
So in verse 23 it says, At the command of the Lord they camped, and at the command of the Lord they set out. They kept the Lord's charges according to the command of the Lord through Moses.
所以这个讲到这个见证的帐幕，特别讲到说成为神要得着一个团体的见证。
So when he talks about the tent of testimony, it's a testimony of a corporate body.
讲到这个柜，特别讲到 的个人我们跟主的关系。
When he talks about the Ark of Testimony, he talks about our own individual relationship to the Lord.
这个柜可以成为见证的柜，是因为有律法在他们的里，在他的里面。
The reason the Ark can be the Ark of Testimony is because the law is in within it.
这个见证的帐幕，所以叫见证的帐幕，是因为有那个神的律法在那里面。
The reason the tent of testimony can be the tent of testimony is because the law of the Lord is in it.
感谢主，哪里有神的律法，哪里就有神的见证。
We thank the Lord that wherever the law of the testimony of the Lord is, there is the testimony of the Lord.
在个人身上如此，在团体当中也是这样。
It is the same on individual basis and also in corporate basis.
当我们看到这个云彩哈，在圣经上讲到用云彩，神用云彩来带领他们。
When the Lord leads the Israelites by cloud.
我就不能不想到说在希伯来书不是也这样讲吗？
And I'm reminded the same verse in Hebrews.
在希伯来书十二章一节讲到说，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩来围绕着我们。
In Hebrews 12:1 it says, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witness,
那这个见证人，这许多的见证人像云彩一样来围绕我们。
That we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us.
他说我们要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们不止一个人来跟随主。
Not only one of us, not only our individual can follow the Lord.
我们有许多的见证人如同云彩来围绕我们。
But there is a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
所以我们可以来奔这个摆在我们前面的路。
So that we can run this path that's in front of us.
我们可以来跟随主。
That we can follow the Lord.
那这个摆在前面的路要奔呢，这边希伯来书告诉我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Here it says to run this race in front of us, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以要奔这条路要信心。
To run this race, we need faith.
要达到路的终点要忠心。
To reach to the end of this race, we need to be faithful.
我们愿主来扩大我们的信心。
May the Lord enlarge our faith.
我们从得救的时候一个小的信心可以以后这信心可以成长。
That our little faith when we were saved, when we received the salvation can start to grow.
我们原来是不完全的信心，但是靠着主的恩典，我们来跟随他，信心可以达到完全。
Before our faith was imperfect, but as we follow the Lord and he leads us, our faith can be perfected.
第四方面，在新约的时候就特别我们可以看到许多许多的见证人。
And the fourth aspect, as we read the New Testament, we see many and many many, witnesses.
那在使徒行传一章八节
，In Acts chapter 1:8，
这边讲到说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Here, the Lord Jesus tells them, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
这里讲到神要呼召人做他的见证。
Here it talks about the Lord calling out to people to be his witnesses.
那从哪里开始呢？
Where does it start?
从圣灵降临在你们身上开始。
It starts from the Holy Spirit descending upon them.
要得着能力。
That they will receive power.
而且呢要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做主的见证。
That they will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the remotest part of the earth.
这个见证在希腊文的那个意思就是 mark 的意思。
And this testimony in Greek means the mark.
Mark 就是我们有时候我们有 marker 对不对？
Sometimes we have a marker
就是把它标明出来。
That we mark something out.
所以这个见证就是神把这些人标明出来。
So the Lord marks these people out.
这些人跟这地上其他人不一样。
That these people are different from the rest of the
earth. 因为他们在地上彰显神的生命。
Because they manifest God's own life.
所以 我们看到有许多许多的见证人记载在新约的圣经里面。
So we see the New Testament recorded many, many witnesses.
讲到斯提凡是神的见证。
It talks about Stephen as God's witness.
讲到彼得、保罗、约翰都是神的见证。
It talks about Peter and Paul and John all being his witnesses.
讲到最后，我们刚才在启示录讲到安提帕是神的见证人。
At the end, John talks about in Revelation, Antipas is his witness.
主告诉我们哈，说你们是世上的光。
The Lord tells us that you are the light of the world.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city built on a hill cannot be hidden.
如果你周围的人哈，那都不知道你是基督徒的话。
If the people around you do not even know that you are a Christian.
我想这个有点问题。
Perhaps there is a problem.
如果你说，哎呀，很高兴啊，我周围人都不知道我是基督徒。
If you think, if you say to yourself, I'm very happy because no one knows I'm a Christian.
所以呢，我没关系，我想做什么就做什么。
So I can do anything I want.
哦，这个就不是一个主的见证。
Then that is not a testimony to the Lord.
就证明一件事情，就是我们那个光哈是昏暗的。
It proves one thing that our light is dim.
这点灯呢是点在斗底下的。
That we has hidden our lamp underneath the cover, the basket.
主要我们。要把点灯要放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
But the Lord wants us to place the lamp upon the lampstand to light up the whole household.
感谢主，我们在地上可以来彰显他，做他的见证。
We thank the Lord that we can be His testimony here on earth.
我们在地上最失败的基督徒是什么基督徒呢？
What is a failed Christian on earth?
就是有保护色的基督徒。
That is the one that came from camouflage.
Okay. 你知道很多动物哈，它的颜色会变的。
We know that many animals can adapt their body colors.
Okay. 为了要保护他们自己。
So that they can be camouflaged.
所以在旁边的房，如果说是比较绿的呢，它就会它的颜色就变比较绿一点。
If they're around a green background, they can change their color to be green.
那在黄的地方呢，它就变得比较黄一点。
If they're near a yellow color, they can be yellow.
所以这样他们就可以保护自己。
So that they can protect themselves.
基督徒不是这样的基督徒。
That's not how Christians should be.
怎样我们做的基督徒是要做一个光的见证的基督徒。
The Lord wants us to be a testimony to light.
是要我们把光照在人前。
That we will shine our light before men.
要把光照在黑暗里面。
To shine light into darkness.
但是要付一个代价。
But there is a price to be paid.
就像约翰福音刚开始说的。
In the beginning of the Gospel of John,
他说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
It says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Okay, 但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主还是他这样来到这个地上。
The Lord came to this earth.
Okay, 那他就要把这真光照在这世上一切的人。
And he was the light, and the light was the life of, as the light of man.
所以主在地上要得着许多的见证人。
And he is to gain many witnesses here on earth.
来在地上彰显他的自己。
To manifest himself here on earth.
那我们现在看，我们已经知道这个见证的这个线。
So we see the thread of testimony.
我们看到神的律法，就是那个见证的板。
And we see the law, which is the tablets of testimony.
我们看到见证的柜。
We see the ark of testimony.
我们看到见证的帐幕。
And we see the tent of the testimony.
我们还看到接下来。我们看到见证的人。
And we see these witnesses as people for testimony.
那我们如何成为主忠心的见证？
So how can we be a faithful testimony to the Lord?
Dana 弟兄，他问我们两个问题。
Brother Dana asks us two questions.
有谁关心主的见证？
Who cares? Who has a burden for the testimony?
然后问到谁可以来背负主的见证呢？
And ask the second question, who can bear the testimony?
我想用剩下的时间，我们来交通到如何成为主的见证。
So we'll use the following time to share about how to be a testimony for the Lord.
其实讲到主的见证，我们都听了很多的。
Because we have heard many messages about this testimony.
可是知道并不见得就是了。
But knowing the knowledge doesn't mean that we are already.
我们需要来跟随他。
We need to follow the Lord.
那怎么样来成为主的见证呢？
So how can we be a testimony to the Lord?
我想。还是就是很简单，从两方面来交通。
I will share from two aspects.
一个第一点还是要回到那个山上的样式。
The first point, we still need to go back to the pattern on top of the mountain.
要有神的启示。
And we need a revelation from the Lord.
然后第二方面呢，要有山下的忠心。
Secondly, we need to be faithful at the foothills.
就像我们孙弟兄交通的，不管我们在哪里，在我们的岗位上来忠心的为主做见证。
As our brother Godwin shared, wherever we are. Whatever we do, we need to be a faithful testimony to him.
首先我们来看这个要有山上的样式。
First we need to see the patterns on the mount, on top of the mountain.
我们的弟兄丹拿弟兄特别在讲到在神要恢复这个他的见证的时候就讲到示罗。
Our brother Dana shared about Shiloh as he talks about the recovery of his testimony.
讲到示罗呢是有主的恩典但是呢却没有主的见证。
He mentioned the Shiloh has the grace of the Lord, but did not have the testimony of the Lord.
有很多外面各样的的一个献祭但是呢却没有主的同在。
There are many sacrifices on the outwardly, but there is no presence of the Lord.
那我们弟兄也提醒我们
Our brother also warned us.
真是在今天的这样的聚会里面在今天这样时代里面有许多的聚集可能有很华丽的建筑那有许多人聚集有那个成千上万的人聚集
In this generation there are many gatherings that has very fancy buildings and architecture and that they might have a great multitude of thousands and tens of thousands to meet
那有许多的节目也很热闹
There are many programs and it seems very lively
这样是主的见证吗
But is that a testimony for the Lord?
我们知道这不见得是主的见证
It might not be
我们有时候也会听到人家这样讲说你要去哪里聚会呢
And some people also ask us where do you meet?
找一个适合你的聚会
You need to find a meeting that fit you
你可以到不同的地方去看一看
You should shop around
最后呢找一个最适合你的聚会
Find one place that suit you very well
这是不是神的心意呢
Is that God's purpose?
我们知道这不是神的心意
We know that is not God's purpose either
神只有一个心意
There is only one purpose
就是在地上要得着他的见证
He wants to gain his testimony here on earth
所以呢我们去聚会在哪里聚会呢我们要问主看主要我们在哪里聚会
So where should we meet? We need to ask the Lord inquire of the Lord to see where he wants us to meet
我们要到一个聚会在那里可以成为主的见证的
Now wherever we go into a gathering we need to be a testimony there
我以前比较年轻的时候呢我是在别的地方聚会的
When I was young I was gathering somewhere else
那我对于把福音传给我的弟兄姐妹还有带领我的弟兄姐妹充满着许多的感激
And I'm very grateful for all the people who shared the gospel to me and led me
那真的是他们非常非常爱我
Truly they loved me very much
所以我就得救了
So I was saved
他们也把我当成主里面的小弟弟一样他们非常的照顾我
And they treated me as a little brother in Christ and they really took care of me
那是一个非常充满爱的一个聚集
And it was a gathering full of love
我到今天想到这些弟兄姐妹我觉得是在亏欠他们
And whenever I think of these brothers and sisters I feel I have shortchanged them
但是呢很可惜的就是这个聚集当中呢很少讲到主的见证
But within the gathering we rarely talk about the testimony for the Lord
那这个牧师呢非常有爱心
The pastor had a lot of love
所以呢他常常为了这个弟兄姐妹的需要呢把自己的需要都放下来
For the need of brothers and sisters he put on all of his own
常常去看望弟兄姐妹
He constantly go visit brothers and sisters
有一次主日聚集的时候呢
And one Sunday
他去一个很远的地方去接一个人
He went to very remote places to pick up someone
结果时间到他还没回来
But when the timehe was late to the meeting.
大家都很着急、啊。
And everyone was worried.
哎呀，怎么办呢
？And what should we do?
所以你看我，我看你，大家不晓得怎么办。
And everyone was looking at each other. They don't know what to do.
左等右等，牧师就不回来。
They looked left to right, and the pastor did not come back.
所以没办法，就只好师母上去讲。
So there was nothing else. So a sister went up to talk.
妻子。
The wife of the pastor went up to speak.
而且我们发觉他讲的比牧师更好。
And we thought that her message was even better than the pastor's.
Oh, 这是一个很难描述的一个感觉。
And it was a very difficult feeling to describe.
就是我非常非常的爱那个教会。
I really truly love that church.
那个教会弟兄里面非常非常的爱我。
That all the brothers and sisters there really loved me.
但是后来我们就发现说，神还有一个更高的旨意。
But later on, we found out that there is a higher calling from the Lord.
我们愿意。来认识主要得着的是什么
That we need to be willing to find what the Lord wants to lay hold of
主在得着地上只要得着他的见证
That the Lord wants to gain his testimony on earth
你喜欢也好不喜欢也好
Either you like it or you don't
你知道也好不知道也好
Either you know about it or not
这是神所要得着的
But that is what the Lord wants to gain
如果我们能够 得到认识神的心意，认识那山上的样式。
If we come to know the Lord, the heart of the Lord, and to know the pattern on the mountain top,
我们就更能够来讨主的喜悦。
Then we can truly please the Lord.
我想在这里聚会有一段时间的弟兄姐妹知道哈一件事。
And I know one thing, those of you who gather here for a long time might know.
我们这个聚会哈，在中文的名字呢是叫小斯顿基督徒见证聚会。
The Chinese name of this church is the Houston Christian Testimony Church Assembly.
还有这个见证这个字在。
That there was a testimony in the name.
为什么有这个见证在那里面
？Why do we have the word testimony in the name?
这是弟兄们的心愿。
That is the heart and the desire of our brothers.
愿意我们在这个地方。来成为主的见证。
As we gather here, we can be a testimony to the Lord.
我们虽然人不多，我们也是这样的微小。
Even though we're not many, and we feel like we are few.
但是我们的心愿是我们在这里能够成为主的见证。
But our heart desire is so that we can be a testimony here for the Lord.
我们名字叫做见证聚会，不见得就是见证。
Just because we're called testimony assembly doesn't necessarily mean that we are a testimony already. We need the Lord to gain each one of us to be His testimony.
主要我们怎么样来成为他的见证呢?
How can we be His testimony?
主要我们在山下有忠心。
The Lord asks us to be faithful at the foothills.
所以我们说, 主我在这里。
So we tell the Lord we are here.
主你来制作我。
May you come and make us.
当我们对主的心愿他的心，他心里面所愿的，我们开始有点渴慕的时候
，When we have a little desire for His heart and His will，
主就开始做他的工作
，The Lord will start begin His work among us。
那这个工作呢，其实啊，并对我们个人这个天然人来讲，其实是不太愉快的。
And this work actually is not very pleasant to our natural man。
但是却是必须的。
But it's very necessary。
所以我们知道，当大卫他在那个时候，他对神的心意他认识了以后
So when King David knew about God's heart desire
他就想把约柜赢回来
And he wanted to gain back the Ark of Testimony
那时候以色列人虽然在示罗敬拜神
At the time even though the Israelites were worshipping the Lord at Shiloh
有祭坛有各样 的外面 的仪式
There was the altar and all the ceremonies on the outside
但是却没有见证
But there was no testimony
没有人关心
nobody,
也没有人知道
Nobody knew about the testimony nor cared about the testimony
但是大卫他就有这样的一个心愿愿意神的见证能够回到以色列人的当中
But King David had this desire that the testimony might return to Israelite
所以他就把约柜要把约柜赢回到以色列人当中
So he wanted to gain back the testimony the ark of testimony
那我们知道他第一次是失败的
And we all knew that his first attempt was a failure
因为他用人的方法来用牛车把约柜运回来
Because he tried to bring back the testimony by man's way by ox cart
所以当这车子走到拿因的禾场的时候牛失前蹄
So when the ox cart came to the threshing hold the ox tripped and fell
Uzza 他是一个勇士
Uzza was a warrior
他是一个大能的勇士
He was a mighty warrior
他也是关心神的见证
And he cared about the testimony
所以他就去扶那个约柜
So he went up to hold up the testimony
但是神却击杀他
but the Lord struck him
读这段圣经我们常常都不明白
and we a lot of times we do not understand this scripture
但是神弟兄告诉我们神对他自己的见证是有一个忌邪的心
that our brothers shared with us the Lord is very jealous towards his testimony
因为神要保护他的见证
and the Lord wants to protect his own testimony
因为神的见证不是可以用牛车来运的
And this testimony cannot be carried on oxen carts.
我们知道神的见证是要用肩膀来扛抬
And this testimony has to be borne on our shoulders.
要用祭司的肩膀来扛抬
Has to be borne on the shoulders of priests.
所以第二次当大卫知道这件事情以后，他就欢欢喜喜的再把约柜赢回来。
So when King David learned about this, he joyfully brought back the Ark of Testimony.
但从这件事情上，我们可以看到一个很实际属灵的一个原则。
From this matter, we see a very practical principle.
不晓得大家觉得有没有会不会觉得奇怪哈
？I don't know if you feel that it is strange.
就是这个约柜呢，用非利士人用牛车运的时候呢，没有问题的。
That when the Philistines carried the ark by the oxen cart, there was no problem.
这牛呢走得好好，走得直直直。
That the ox was walking very well and it was going very straight. There was no problem at all.
但是这个牛车，如果以色列人用牛车来运呢，就出了大问题。
But when the Israelites tried to carry the ark on the ox cart,
为什么呢
？It was a problem. Why was it?
因为当我们有心愿来关心他的见证的时候
，Because when we have a heart desire to care for the testimony,
神要把他的见证做在我们的里面。
The Lord will establish his testimony within us.
非利士人他们是跟神的见证无分无关的。
And the Philistines had no part in the testimony of the Lord.
但是以色列人是关系到神的见证。
But the Israelites, had a portion in the testimony.
所以不是用人的方法，不是用自己的办法，要照神的办法。
And it cannot be done by man's way. It has to be done by the Lord's way.
我不晓得大家有没有这样的感觉。
I don't know if you have the same feeling.
你开始对主有点心愿的时候呢，很多事情开始不太顺利。
When you begin to have a desire for the Lord, many things will not go right for you.
以前呢，这个好像稍微做一点错的事情没有关系啊，
Perhaps,
现在就不能做错事。
Before, as if it didn't matter if you do something wrong, but now you have a desire for the Lord, you cannot do anything wrong.
有一年感恩节聚完会的时候，我开车回家。
One year after Thanksgiving, I was driving home.
快要到家以后的时候呢，就是我在一个红绿灯前面停下来。
When I was almost home, I stopped in front of a traffic light.
那个有三道。车道
There were three lanes.
所以绿灯了大家就往前开。
So when it's a green light, everyone started driving forward.
那大家都一样开嘛。
Everyone drove the same speed.
然后开了不久呢，我后面这个就有一辆车子灯就闪了。
And soon after, there was a siren behind me.
就是一个警车把我拦下。
And the police car pulled me over.
然后呢，他说，你超速了。
He says, you went over speed limit.
Yeah, 那我就说大家都一样开啊。
I told him everyone was driving the same way.
为什么汪汪抓我呢
？Why did you catch me？
那里面呢，那时候也觉得，真今天很倒霉哈。
And on the inside, I felt I was very unlucky that day.
会觉得说，特别是今天才去感恩节的聚会回来。
And I thought, especially I went to a Thanksgiving meeting.
还把这个许多感谢赞美来归给主。
I just gave a lot of thanksgiving and praises to the Lord.
那回来的路上就被警察抓了。
On the way back, the police caught me.
刚开始的时候觉得不太舒服
哈。And I didn't feel very comfortable in the beginning.
主为什么这样子
？Why was the Lord treat me like this?
但是后来我就明白了。
And later on, I started to understand.
就是主的恩典。
It is God's grace.
所以当别人都超速，就只有你被抓到的时候。
When everyone was speeding and you were the only one caught.
这是主的恩典。
That is God's grace.
因为主爱你。
Because He loves you.
主在你身上有一个心意。
And He has a purpose for you.
当别人在也许现在在年轻人当中呢，也许有人考试的时候作弊。
Perhaps among the young people, there are many who cheat on tests.
我希望在座的我们都不要作弊哈。
I hope none of you cheat on tests.
但我可以告诉你，如果对神有心愿的话，你作弊一定被抓到。
But I can tell you, if you have a heart and a desire for the Lord, and once you cheat, you will be caught.
不是神不爱。
It is not the Lord does not love you.
是神特别爱。
It is because He especially loves you.
Oh, 因为他不愿意我们来做任何一个不讨他喜悦的事。
He does not want us to do anything that displeases Him.
他愿意我们来照着他的心意来做事。
He wants us to do everything according to His desire.
因为他来呼召我们来跟随他。
Because He calls us to follow Him.
我们要怎么样子来尽我们的忠心呢
？So how can we be faithful to Him?
我们愿意，我们每个人天天来与主亲近。
May we all draw near to the Lord daily.
刚才我们讲到这个见证，有讲到见证的柜跟这见证的帐幕。
Earlier we talked about the ark of the testimony and also the tent of testimony.
讲到在那里神要与我们相会。
It says there the Lord will meet us there.
所以真是在这边愿意。跟弟兄姐妹一起来勉励。
So here we want to encourage brothers and sisters together.
让我们个人，让我们团体，我们常常来与主亲近。
That individually and corporately we can come and draw near to the Lord.
我们常常来跟主相会。
To meet with the Lord.
很多时候我们也许里面是冷淡的。
Perhaps we are cold inside.
但是我们来到主的饼杯面前。
But we come before the table.
我们当遇见主的爱，我们。来与他相会，我们的里面的情形就被眺望起来。
As we meet the Lord and see His love, our heart is stirred up.
我们在家里面，我们也需要常常跟主相会。
And in our home, we need to meet the Lord often.
我们每天
到主的话语面前。
Daily we need to come before the Lord in His words.
我们在对主的话语中心。
And to be faithful to His words.
来读他的话。
To read His words and to draw near to Him.
哦，这是在这样的一个世代里面是何等何等重要一件事情。
In this generation, it is very important to draw near to Him.
因为这世上有许多许多的声音。
Because there are many many voices in this world.
要告诉我们要去许多许多的方向。
They would point us to different directions.
但是只有到主的面前。主才会把我们引到他讨他喜悦的路上。
But only as if we go before the Lord, He will lead us to the path He desired for us.
第二方面，要怎么样来走这条实行的路呢？
Secondly, how can we walk on this path practically?
就是要能够在随处随在来为主做见证。
That we need to be a testimony wherever we are and in whatever we do.
在使徒行传第四章第二十节里面。
In Acts chapter 4, verse 20.
这边是讲到当从第三章里面，当我们看到彼得和约翰上圣殿以后，把这个生来瘸腿人治好以后。
And this is from chapter 3 when Peter and John went up to the temple and healed someone who was lame from birth.
那些以色列人那些文士祭司长和官长他们呢，他们就把这个彼得跟约翰抓起来。
All the Pharisees and the scribes imprisoned Peter and John.
然后他们就恐吓他们。
And they threatened them.
叫他们不能够来奉主的名来为主做见证。
So that they cannot bear testimony for the Lord in God in Jesus' name.
所以在这里呢，把他们抓起来以后呢，那但是呢，感谢主，这个彼得跟约翰呢，他们是有胆量的。
But we thank the Lord after they were imprisoned, Peter and John had courage.
所以在第十八节哈，那时候这些官长们呢，他们叫他们来禁止他们不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
So in verse 18, the officials called them and says, you cannot speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
十九节讲到彼得约翰说听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
But Peter and John answered them and said, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge.
二十节我们一起来念。
And we'll read verse 20 together.
我们所看见所听见的不能不说。再一次，我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
We cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard.
哦，感谢主。
Oh, how we thank
这就是让我们怎么样来为主做见证。
That is how we can bear testimony for.
我们所看见，我们所听见，不能不说。
What we have seen and what we have heard, we cannot stop speaking about it. What's the result?
不是大家都拍拍手
哈。It's not that everyone claps their hands.
说的结果可能就是要被打。
The result might be we'll be stricken.
可能被耻笑。
And that we'll be laughed at.
可能要被下在监里面。
That we might be imprisoned.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
哦，这所我们所看见、所听见的不能不说。
But we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard.
愿主在我们身上有这样的一个托付。
May the Lord give us this entrustment.
让我们真的成为主的一个见证人。
That we can be truly, be a true witness to Him.
来忠心的来跟随他。
And to follow Him faithfully.
特别呢。在一个很实际的一点上，就是我们需要传福音。
And in a very practical matter, we need to share the gospel.
我们要把我们所看见、所听见的来见证出来。
And we need to testify about what we have seen and heard.
讲到这个福音这件事哈，我们要知道这是不是少数人的事哈。
About the gospel, we need to know that it is not a matter of the few.
不是黄弟兄和福音组的事。
It is not only for Brother Claire and the gospel group.
是我们每个人的事。
It is a matter for every one of us.
主的见证是我们每个人的事。
And His God's testimony is for each one of us.
的确，我们初信主的时候，刚刚信主的时候，我们有很多的朋友是还不信主的。
Truly, when we first believe, we have many friends who did not know.
所以我们比较容易把他们带到教会来。
So maybe it's easier for us to bring them to church.
你会发现，信主五年、十年、二十年以后。
But after you came to know the Lord for 5, 10, 20 years.
你周围的朋友大部分都是基督徒了。
Most of the friends you have around you are Christians.
你这个不信主的朋友越来越少。
And you don't have many unbelieving friends.
那好像是比较难传福音，对不对
？And you felt maybe that's harder to share the gospel.
是不是就不要传福音了呢
？Does that mean that we need to stop sharing the gospel?
不是的。
That is not so.
有一个 点来见证我们里面的生命是不是活的。
That there is one point that can testify if we have a life within us.
就是啊，每次当有福音诗歌在唱的时候
，That whenever a hymn for the gospel is sung，
你里面是不是觉得受感动了？你的心是不是在那边跳呢
？Are you moved inside? Is your heart pumping?
哦，每一次有福音诗歌在唱的时候
，Every time you sing a song about，
我们里面都要觉得是那样的新鲜。
We need to feel that there's such a freshness within.
哦，这真是愿意。传福音让我们是从我们生活里面的一部分。
Let us be willing to share the gospel as a part of our life.
我自己的学习是这样子。
My own learning is this.
你怎么样子能够跟同事或者朋友来讲福音呢
？How can you share the gospel with friends or coworkers?
有时候在谈一些别的事情，好像不太容易插进来。
A lot of times it feels it's difficult to bring up the topic when you're talking about something
else. 我有时候会讲说，哦，我教会里面的朋友是怎样怎样。
But I can say, oh, but my friends from church does, it's such and such.
或者我们在教会里面是这样这样。
Or we do this and that at church.
当我们跟别人讲说我们是基督徒的时候
，When we mention that we are Christians to others,
神也为我们做见证。
The Lord will testify for us.
我们若不认主的名，主也不认我们的名。
If we do not recognize the Lord's name, then He will not recognize us.
我们要在人面前来认主的名。
So before men, we need to recognize the name of the Lord.
在我们工作的地方呢，我想跟其他地方也是一样哈。有些人他们是会，口里面讲一些不干净的话。
When I at my workplace, just like anywhere else, many people have foul language.
但是，当人知道说我们是基督徒的时候
，But when other people know that we are Christians,
当别人讲这样话，你跟他讲说，请你不要讲这样话，可以不可以
？When they have foul language, if you tell them, please do not speak in that way.
我们就是为主来做见证。
And we testify for the Lord.
这对我们是一个保护。
And it is a protection for us.
神真的是愿意我们在各处来为主做见证。
The Lord truly desires for us to testify for Himself wherever we are.
有时候我们会看到一个聚会，五年、十年、二十年都是同样一批人在聚会。
Sometimes we see a gathering after 5, 10, or 20 years, it's the same group of people gathering together.
主的心意是不满足的。
Then I don't think the Lord is fully satisfied.
也许这样的聚会很容易。
Because perhaps those kind of gatherings are very easy.
因为传福音很麻烦的。
Because sharing the gospel is very hectic.
人都不要主的。
It's nobody wants to know about.
你要花很多力气才能把人带到主人面前。
And it takes great effort and strength to bring people to the Lord.
然后来的人呢，就只有很少部分会信主的。
And those people who came only a small portion will receive the Lord.
但信主以后呢，你还像 baby 一样，我们还要照顾他，还要喂他，还要养他。
And after they believe, we need to treat them. We need to take care of them as babies, to feed them and to take care of them.
好像这样是很多的事情要做。
And there are many things to do.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个见证就显在这福音的上。
That's where the testimony is born upon the gospel.
所以主要我们要去，是万民做我的门徒。
And the Lord says, "Go and make all men my disciples."
主没有说你们就留在耶路撒冷就好。
He did not say, "Stay in Jerusalem."
主说你们要去。
The Lord says, "Go."
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, even to the remotest part of the world.
愿主常常把这样福音的感觉放在我们里面。
May the Lord renew this the feeling, the burden for the gospel.
让我们在福音上事实上常以为亏欠。
That we will continue to feel that we have fallen short.
在福音身上可以为主来做见证。
That we can be a testimony to the Lord.
第三点。
And thirdly,
要慷慨主的见证。
And to bear the testimony.
我们知道刚才讲到这个约柜，它的那个有杠是在穿过那个环的。
Earlier we talked about the Ark of Testimony that there was a pole going through the rings.
讲到我们。这个见证，神的见证是托付在弟兄姐妹的肩膀上。
The Lord has entrusted His testimony onto the shoulder of our brothers and sisters.
不仅讲到事物的事
，not only on material matters，
也讲到爱弟兄姐妹
，but also to love one another.
在教会里面，实在是有许多许多的服事哈。
There are many many services in the church.
我们会听见有人讲说，这个小孩子眼睛里面呢是没有活的。
Very often we hear people say that in the eyes of children there is no chores.
Yeah. 在家里面哈，孩子都从来不会觉得有什么事情要做的。
At home, no your children will not feel that there are any chores to do.
如果是碗放在那里呢，就是没有洗，他就再拿一个新的碗来用。
If there were unclean bowls laying around, he would just take a new bowl to use.
如果垃圾在地上就跨过去。
And if there is trash on the floor, he would just cross over it.
那衣服脏了呢，就丢在篮子里面，反正就后来就会变成洗好的衣服。
And if the cloth is dirty, you just throw it in the basket. Later on, it will turn clean again.
所以孩子在家里面是非常快乐的。
So children are very happy at home.
但在孩子在家里面呢，就是没有侍奉。
But there is no service at home for children.
感谢主，他要我们长大成人。
But thank the Lord, He wants us to mature.
他要我们每一个在教会里面的人，我们都有神的见证在我们的肩膀上。
Each one of us, the Lord desires to have a testimony borne on our shoulders.
不管是事务上的服事，不管是关心弟兄姐妹的事。
Either it is service in the church or caring for one another.
神要我们来背起这个担子。
The Lord wants us to take up the burden.
来成为他的见证
and to be his testimony.
而且这杠是不能抽出来的
and you cannot remove the pole from the reins.
每个时候我们要知道主在我们当中的托付是什么
constantly we need to know what the burden of the Lord is.
我们愿意来舍己愿意来跟随他
let us be willing to deny ourselves and follow him.
所以我们要有山上的样式我们也要有山下的忠心
so we need to have the pattern on the top of the mountain and also the faithfulness at the foothill
我们要进入幔内我们要出到营外
we need to enter into the veil and go outside the camp
我们要这样子来跟随主
we need to follow the Lord that way
我们最近也都常常听到说这样的信息说主来的日子近了
very often lately we have heard that the Lord is coming soon
我们听久好像就有点麻木了
and we have heard so many we have so much of it we have become numb
那我们会觉得说是真的吗
and sometimes we feel
有什么证据吗
is it true do you have any evidence that he's coming soon
在彼得后书三章里面彼得提醒我们
in 2 Peter chapter 3 Peter reminded us and warned us
他说彼得后书三章三节四节他说在末世必有好讥诮的人随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说主要降临的应许在哪里呢因为从列祖睡了以来万物与起初创造的时候是一样的
Chapter 3 verse 3 and 4 says Know this first of all that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking following after their own lusts and saying where is the promise of his coming for ever since the fathers fell asleep all continuesJust as it was from the beginning of the creation.
是的，从外面看来，万物与起初创造的时候，每天好像都是一样的。
Yes, from the outside, it seems like every day is the same since the beginning of creation.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，主耶稣来，就主来的日子，末后的日子呢？他说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的日子也要怎样。
But the Lord tells us, that when he comes, just as the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be.
人在洪水来以前照样吃喝嫁娶
Before the flood came, people were eating, drinking, and giving in marriage.
圣经上讲到说直到挪亚进了方舟的那日不知不觉洪水就来了
until,
把他们全都冲去
Until the day Noah entered into the ark, and unknowingly the flood came and washed them away.
人子降临的日子也要这样
So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
他给我们他的话
He has given us his words.
他也给我们他的警戒。
He has given us his warnings.
神在旧约在有两次的审判。
In the Old Testament, there were two judgments.
他在挪亚的那个时候用水来审判这个地。
There was a judgment during the time of Noah. He judged the earth by water.
在罗德的时候，他用硫磺与火来审判索多玛跟俄摩拉。
In the time of Lot.He judged Sodom and Gomorrah by sulfur and fire.
在审判的前一天晚
Before the day of judgment.
我想他们过的日子是跟平常一模一样
And they were living the same way as they have always
been. 照样吃喝嫁娶
They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
一点的症状都没有
There was no sign.
但是我们感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
挪亚是有预备的
Noah was prepared.
他为着这个他造方舟
For the preparation, He built the ark.
他全家还有所有的活物可以的生命可以被保全。
His whole family, his whole household, and all the living creatures were saved.
可惜的是，罗德是没有预备的。
But, pitifully, Lot was not prepared.
罗德是被天使拉着手拉出去的。
The angels held his hand and pulled him out of the judgment.
罗德的两个女婿没有得救。
But the two son-in-laws of Lot was not saved.
罗德的妻子跟两个女儿被天使拉着手拉出去的。
And the angels took his wife and his two daughters by hand and took them out.
他的妻子还回头一看，就变成了一根岩柱。
And his wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt.
是何等何等的可怜。
And how pitiful.
愿我们来预备我们的自己。
May we prepare ourselves
在这末后的时代来做主的见证。
In this end time to be the testimony for the Lord.
其实讲到主来的预兆是有许多许多的。
There are many, many signs about His coming.
讲到民要攻打民，国要攻打国，要有战争，要有饥荒，要有地震，要有瘟疫。
It talks about the people will fight against people, nation against nation. There will be earthquakes and famines and pestilence.
现在的日子不是这样吗？
And how is it not so nowadays?
不是有到处有战争、有饥荒、有地震。
And there are wars and famines and earthquakes everywhere.
最让我觉得惊讶的是。
And most surprising to me.
圣经上说是它还有瘟疫。
And the Bible also says there will be pestilence.
我是做医学研究的。
And I do medical researches.
我们知道在这个世纪的时候初期的时候呢。 因为瘟疫的关系，死了非常非常多。We
know in the beginning of 20th century, because of these pestilences, many people died.
那现在好像医药很发达了。And
it seems like now we have a very advanced medical system.
是不是就没有瘟疫呢？
Is that we do not have pestilences anymore?
我想我们不是，对不对？
We cannot say so.
我们真是不知道将来的日子会怎么样。We
truly do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们愿意来把
Let us be willing to commit,
ourselves
in the hands of the Lord. To care and to bear His testimony.
我们最后要读一处的圣经，在启示录十二章。
At the end, we'll read from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
好，我们一起来读。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。所以感谢主，主是得胜的。We
thank the Lord that He is victorious.
他要来呼召一批人，是蒙召被选、有忠心的人，与他一同得胜。
He's calling out to people who can be called and chosen and faithful to overcome with Him.
这里讲到弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。And
he says, the victory comes from the blood of the Lamb and also the word of their testimony.
这边并没有讲到说他是靠自己所听见的道。And
it did not say it, they overcome because of the words that they heard.
是讲到自己所见证的道。It
is the words of their testimony.
怎么样见证这个道呢？
How can we testify to the word?
就是他们至死也不爱惜性命。
That they did not love their life even when faced with death.
愿我们把自己摆上。
May we lay ourselves before the Lord.
愿我们背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
To truly carry our cross and follow Him.
愿我们来舍己，我们来跟随他， 让主的见证可以从我们的身上来彰显。
May we deny ourselves and follow Him, that His testimony can be manifested through us.
还有最后一点的提醒。
And the last warnings.
我们知道保罗实在在地上做了神美好的见证。
We know Paul was a beautiful testimony to the Lord.
在提摩太后书第四章，他最后讲说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了， 当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。”
In 2 Timothy he says, "I have fought the good fight, I have run the race, and I have kept the faith."
第八节讲到说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判主的，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。And
verse 8 says, "In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing."
但是在第十节，他讲到一件非常 让我们难过的是,
But in verse 10, he mentioned something that brings sorrow to us.
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
But Demas, having loved this present world, have deserted me and gone to Thessalonica.
这是神对我们的呼召。
And that's the Lord's calling to all of us.
让我们做他在末世的时候做他忠心的见证。
That we can be a faithful testimony to Him in His last days.
愿我们不成为迪马。
他说贪爱现今的世界就离弃我。
That we will not be like Demas who loved the present world and deserted.
我们来跟随主，像在许多历史历代跟随主，成为云彩那样的见证人，我们来跟随他。
When we follow the Lord like generations after generations, we can be a cloud of witnesses to testify for Him.
让主的心意可以得到满足，让主的见证可以得到彰显，让主可以早日的来。
That the Lord's heart can be satisfied and His testimony can be manifested, that He can come quickly. And that's my sharing.